Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
For those who don't know me, my name is Miles Ahrens, and I recently retired as the senior pastor at Trinity Church in Woodbridge, Connecticut.
如果大家不认识我，我简单介绍一下，我叫 Miles， 我是三一播道会的主任牧师，我刚刚的退休。
So Trinity Church is a sister church of Hope Church. We are an evangelical free church like Hope Church.
三一播道会和Hope教会都是在同一个系统里的，播道会系统里的。
And I was the senior pastor there for 21 years before retiring last year.
我在三一播道会一直待了21年，是主任牧师，去年退休的。
And I do want to wish all the moms here this morning a happy Mother's Day.
祝在座的母亲节快乐。
If you are a mother or a father here this morning, I wonder, do you remember what it felt like when you first held that brand new baby, that little boy or girl in your hand, in your arms?
如果你当过父母，你肯定还记得你第一次抱着你新生的小婴儿时候的心情。
Do you remember how you felt?
当时你怎么想的？
Remember the joy, the excitement, the sheer wonder of a new life.
记不记得当时那个喜乐、兴奋和惊奇，那怀里抱着这个新的生命？
Maybe this little baby looked a little bit like you.
因为这个小婴儿也许跟你长得很像。
I actually think that's a little bit of how God felt on the day of Pentecost, when the day the church was born.
我有时候想，可能神在五旬节那一天就是这种心情，因为在那一天教会诞生了。
We celebrate the day of Pentecost in about, I think, 4 weeks from now.
距今4周，我们就可以开始庆祝五旬节了。
It is known as the birth of the church.
五旬节是教会的开始。
That's because that day marks the coming of the Holy Spirit.
因为那一天圣灵降下。
Now the Spirit had been active all years before that, but on that day, the Spirit came to be active in the lives of believers in a whole new way.
在那一天之前，圣灵也是在工作的，但是在那一天之后。 圣灵以全新的方式在信徒的生活中运作。Now
my message this morning is originally part of a series of messages that I did on how to live in the Spirit.
我今天讲的这个道就是一系列中的一篇，就是怎么样在圣灵中生活。We
can study the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面也讲到圣灵。In
the Gospels.
在福音书里也讲到,
in the book of Acts,
使徒行传也有,
and in the letters that Paul wrote.
保罗书信里也有,
and it is vital for the church today to know about the work of the Holy Spirit and how we are to live in the Spirit.
对于今天的教会来说, 了解圣灵的工作以及我们如何活在圣灵中是至关重要的。
If you study the work of the Spirit in the Old Testament, you'll see that the Spirit was very active.
如果你读过圣经的话，你会发现圣灵在圣经里面，在旧约里面也是非常活跃的。
But the Spirit only came on particular individuals for particular tasks.
但在旧约里面，圣灵只是为了完成某项任务降临在某个人身上。
His power was always temporary.
圣灵的大能的彰显总是暂时的。In
the Gospels, we read what Jesus taught about the Spirit.
在福音书里面，我们就可以看到耶稣是怎样讲圣灵的。For
example, in John 3, Jesus taught about the necessity of spiritual birth.
比如说在约翰福音三章，耶稣讲到一个人的重生的重要性。
He said, you must be born again, born of the Spirit.
他说你必须要重生，从圣灵重生。
In John 7, Jesus announced the promise of spiritual overflow.
在约翰福音七章，耶稣也讲到，圣灵流出活水。
He spoke of the Spirit when he announced to the people that were there that out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
耶稣讲到圣灵的时候，说你们从腹中要流出活水的江河来。
In John 14 through 16, he taught his disciples about the work of the Spirit.
在约翰福音十四到十六章，他对他的门徒，也讲到圣灵的工作。
How the Spirit would teach them and remind them and convict them about the truth that Jesus taught.
耶稣告诉他们说，圣灵会教导他们，提醒他们，使他们确信真理。
And he described this to them when he would send another comforter, the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣的圣灵的描述是一位保惠师。
The Spirit who would be with them forever.
而且要永远与他们同在。
That's why Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go away."
这就是为什么耶稣对他们说，我去是与你们有益的。
He says, because the Spirit has been with you, but he will be in you.
他说，因为圣灵常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
So today I want to look at the book of Acts and see the fulfillment of this promise.
所以今天我们就看看《使徒行传》，看看这个应许是如何变成事实的。
The book of Acts is also sometimes called the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传就是使徒的事迹。
But perhaps a better title would be the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
更确切地说是圣灵的事迹。
Because throughout the book, we see how the Spirit is the one who is acting, working through the apostles and other believers.
因为书里写的其实都是圣灵的工作，是圣灵通过使徒和其他信徒来做工。
In the book of Acts, there are 60 references to the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传里面提到圣灵有60次。
Twice as many as in any other book of the Bible.
比其他任何书里面提到的两倍还多。
In Acts, there's so much going on with the Spirit that it's easy to lose sight of the main point of the book.
因为《使徒行传》讲了很多圣灵的神迹奇事，所以有时候人们看的时候就会忽略了这个书的主旨。
We see this theme in the Acts when we read the scripture this morning.
我们今天读的经节。
In verses 3 through 5. Of Acts chapter 1.
在使徒行传一章五到八节。
Jesus says, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
我们能不能把 slide 翻一下？
Jesus gives this command to his disciples to wait because they're not yet ready for the mission that he has for them.
耶稣告诉门徒说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，因为当时的门徒还没有做好准备。”
Not ready?
怎么会没做好准备呢？
Think about that.
你想一想。
They have been with Jesus for 3 years.
他们跟耶稣一起生活了三年。
Listening to his teaching.
听他的教导。
Watching him minister to others.
看他怎么样服侍别人。
Learning from the example of his life.
言传身教来跟着耶稣学习。
Seeing him do miracles.
看着耶稣行神迹。
All good, important preparation for the disciples.
这些难道不都是很好的预备吗？
But after all that time, Jesus says, that's not enough.
但是这些事情以后，耶稣竟然说还不够。
And after Jesus' death on the cross, they've seen him risen from the dead.
而且当耶稣死在十字架上以后， 门徒亲眼看到耶稣复活。
They really believed. They think they're ready to tell the world now all about Jesus.
所以他们就信了，他们非常跃跃欲试，想要把耶稣的事情告诉全世界。
But Jesus says to them, wait.
耶稣说，等一等。
Not yet.
还不行。
Wait for the promise of the Spirit that I told you about.
你们等候父的应许，也就是我以前跟你们说过的。
So the disciples ask Jesus a question in Acts 1 verse 6. It says they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
所以门徒就问了耶稣一个问题，说，翻译一下，请能翻译一下。
Is the Spirit coming to restore the kingdom to Israel?
说主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
Will Israel rule the nations and God's kingdom be fulfilled?
啊，现在是不是以色列复国，然后万国都来朝拜的时候？
Jesus says, no, that's not the time.
耶稣说不是，不是说这个。
The Spirit is coming to do something else.
圣灵来是做别的事情。
So he says to them,It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set for the fulfillment of his kingdom.
所以耶稣说，父定着自父凭着自己权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
Power for what?
什么的能力？
What kind of power?
什么样的能力？
Jesus says, so that you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以耶稣说，你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Why does Jesus tell the disciples to wait?
耶稣为什么让门徒等候？
Because they, like you and me,We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses for Christ.
因为他们跟你我一样，我们要是为耶稣做见证的话，必须需要圣灵的能力。
That's what Jesus is saying.
那就是耶稣说的。
See, in many ways, Acts 1 verse 8 is a summary of the whole book of Acts.
我们知道这句话，一章八节是整个使徒行传的总结。
What we see unfold in the next 27 chapters is how the early church over the 33 years lived out this statement by Jesus of his mission.
我们在下面的27章中，我们将会看到早期教会如何在接下来33年中实践了耶稣对他使命的声明。
His mission to be a witness and to take his message everywhere.
也就是成为耶稣的见证人，并将他的福音带到各处。
That witness begins in your Jerusalem.
这个见证从你的耶路撒冷开始。
Sharing with those closest to you in your neighborhood.
跟你的家人、朋友、你身边的人分享福音。
Then in Judea, your region, your clan, sharing with people who are like you.
然后就去犹太全地，也就是跟你相似的人群。跟你同宗同种的人。
And then in Samaria, to those who are different from you.
然后就是去撒玛利亚，就是那些跟你不一样的人。
Those for whom you would have to cross lines of culture or ethnicity, which may not be easy for you.
就是那些你需要跨越种族和文化障碍才能达到的地方，这个比较难的地方。
And then to the ends of the earth.
然后地极，也就是说地球上的每一个人。
To every person in the world.
你要把福音传到地球上的每一个人。
This is the mission of the church.
这是教会的使命。
This is the mission of your church, of every church in every age.
这是你们教会的使命，是每个时代每个教会的使命。
And Jesus said that we need the power of the Holy Spirit.To accomplish his mission.
如果耶稣说我们需要圣灵的大能才能完成这个任务。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses for Christ.
我们真的就需要圣灵的大能来为耶稣做见证。
Can you be a witness without the Holy Spirit?
如果没有圣灵，你能做见证吗？
Yes, but Jesus said, he is saying you cannot be my witness without the power of my Spirit living through you.
也许可以，但是耶稣说的是，如果没有我的灵，通过你活出的力量，你就不能成为我的见证。
You need the power of the Holy Spirit to be a witness for Christ.
你真的需要圣灵的大能来为耶稣基督做见证。
So the disciples wait in Jerusalem, and ever since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has come to live within every believer.
所以门徒们就在那儿等候，真的是五旬节开始以后，圣灵就来了。
Now the theological term for this is the indwelling of the Spirit.
那个神学的这个词就是圣灵的内住，请翻篇。
This indwelling of the Spirit is what we see in the book of Acts after Pentecost.
这圣灵的内住就是我们在圣经中看到五旬节之后发生的事情。
It is where the Spirit comes to live within every believer forever.
那就是圣灵降下，活在每个信徒的心里，而且能永远的跟他们活在一起。
This indwelling of the Spirit is how God brings about the heart transplant that was prophesied in Ezekiel 36.
这个圣灵的内住，就像神给人做了一个心脏移植手术，就像以西结书里面说的。
How God takes out our hard heart of stone and gives us a new heart, a heart of flesh that will want to do His will.
那就是神把我们石头的心拿走，换给我们一颗新的心，一颗肉心。
This coming of the Spirit to live within us is how we are born again, born of the Spirit, as Jesus said in John 3.
这个圣灵的内住也就是我们的重生，就像这约翰福音三章里面说的。
And on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, after the Spirit comes like a mighty wind and a fire to live within the disciples.
就是在使徒行传二章描绘的，五旬节的时候，一阵大风吹过，然后又有舌头如火焰显现出来的那种圣灵的降临。
A crowd of over 3,000 people gather and Peter gets up and raises his voice and speaks to all the crowd.
那个降临以后，这个有三千人就围过来了，然后彼得和使徒就可以站起来高声说。
And he says in Acts 2, chapter 2, verses 14 to 18.
他在使徒行传二章十四十五节说。
Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words.
犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
For these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day.
你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四初。
But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel.
这正是先知约珥所说的。
It has been said in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind.
神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams.
你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Even on my bondservants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my spirit.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
Indeed, Peter's preaching that this prophecy has been fulfilled.
彼得讲的就是说，这个预言已经实现了。
It has happened.
它已经开始了。
And the Holy Spirit has come to indwell every believer.
圣灵已经降下， 内住在每个信徒的心里。
And Peter goes on to give a powerful witness to the resurrection of Jesus.
然后彼得他就能够放胆做见证讲告诉大家耶稣基督复活了。
And he gives an invitation, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
并且他也对众人发出邀请说到那时候凡求告主名的就必得救。
The Spirit is for everyone because salvation is for everyone.
圣灵是给每一个人的，因为救恩是给每一个人的。
Everyone who will repent and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
凡愿意悔改并信靠耶稣赦免罪孽的人，都会得到圣灵的恩赐。
Now remember that this is Peter, right?
你们要知道，这个人是彼得。
The one who just a few days earlier was so fearful that he denied Jesus.
就是不久前，他因为害怕，曾经否认认识耶稣。
He was too afraid to admit to a servant girl that he even knew Jesus.
他因为害怕，都不敢向一个使女承认他跟耶稣是认识的。
But here he is boldly proclaiming Christ.
但是他现在却能够这样放胆讲道，为耶稣做见证。
What's the difference?
他怎么能有这种变化？
The work of the Holy Spirit.
因为是有圣灵的大能。
What we see in Peter is a demonstration that the Holy Spirit has come to empower every believer.
我们在彼得身上看到的就是圣灵他能够给他的信徒赋予能力。
Now the primary biblical term for this is the filling of the Spirit.
那这个圣经的一个词汇就是说圣灵的充满。
This word for filling or being filled with the Spirit sounds like we get more of the Spirit.
当提到充满的时候你可能会想到我们里面越来越多的圣灵。
Like we think of a glass being filled up with water.
就像一杯水，里面的水越来越多。
But that's not true.
但这个不是真的。
If you are a believer,
如果你是信徒，
then the Holy Spirit has already come to live within you when you put your trust in Christ.
当你信靠主的那一刻，圣灵已经进来住在你里面了。
You don't get more of the Spirit after that.
在那之后，你不会得到越来越多的圣灵。
What does happen is that He gets more and more of you.
真正发生的事情是，圣灵得到越来越多的你。
That is what happens when you are filled with the Spirit.
那就是当你被圣灵充满的时候发生的事情。
The Spirit gets more and more of you.
圣灵得到越来越多的你。
So let me give you a definition.
所以我们现在下一个定义。
The filling of the Spirit is the repeated, ongoing empowerment of believers by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的充满是圣灵反复持续的给信徒赋能。
That's what we see in Peter and the other believers in the book of Acts.
那就是我们在使徒行传里面从彼得和其他信徒身上看到的。
Let me break down that definition for you.
我们把这个定义再去细细的划分一下。
The filling of the Spirit is repeated.
被圣灵充满是一个反复的。
We see Peter and the rest of the disciples were filled with the Spirit the first time in Acts 2 on Pentecost.
我们看到在使徒行传二章五旬节的时候彼得和他的和其他的信徒被圣灵充满。
Then they are filled again in Acts chapter 4, verse 8.
然后到了第四章第八节，他们又被圣灵充满。
And again at the end of Acts chapter 4, in verse 31.
然后在第四章的结尾三十一节，也是被圣灵充满。
We see the same repetition of being filled with the Holy Spirit in the Apostle Paul.
我们在保罗身上也同样看到这种反复的被圣灵充满。
In Acts 9, verse 17,
在九章十七节。
And then again in Acts 13 verse 9.
然后在十三章九节。
We also read that the filling of the Holy Spirit is ongoing.
我们也知道这种充满是持续的。
Acts 13:52 says that the disciples were continually being filled with the Holy Spirit.
十三章五十二节说，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit is for power.
被圣灵充满会得到能力。
That's why Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit would give them power to be His witness.
那就是为什么耶稣告诉他的门徒要等一下，等候圣灵来给他们能力。
Now this boldness in proclaiming Christ is one of the main results that we see of being filled with the Spirit throughout the book of Acts.
在整个的使徒行传里面，我们看到凡是信徒能够放胆为耶稣基督做见证的时候，都是他们被圣灵充满的时候。
For example, in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, we read,
比如说在四章三十一节。
That when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
This word boldness is used 12 times in the book of Acts.
放胆这个词在使徒行传里用了十二次。
Sometimes it is translated courage or confidence.
有的时候被翻译成为勇气和信心。
For example, in Acts 4 verse 13.
比如说在使徒行传四章十三节。
Now they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood they were uneducated and untrained men.
请翻译，他们在见彼得约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
The people were amazed at Peter having this kind of confidence.
大家看见彼得有这么大的胆量，都很稀奇。
If you read through Acts chapters 3 and 4, you'll see Peter and the other disciples demonstrating this confidence.
我们在使徒行传三章四章就看到彼得和他的其他的信徒们，他们向世人展现了这种胆量。
We see it in their bold faith.
因为他们的信心是非常的大。
Their bold witness.
我们通过他们大胆的见证。
And their bold prayers.
还要大胆的祷告。
This is all the result of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
看到他们真的是被圣灵充满。
So how are we filled with the Holy Spirit?
那我们如何能被圣灵充满呢？
We are filled with the Holy Spirit as we surrender to Christ and we seek and we ask in faith.
当我们降服于基督，并且凭信心祈求的时候，我们就会被圣灵充满。
First, we must surrender to Christ.
首先，我们必须顺服基督。
I have to give up the stepped away from the throne of my life.
我必须愿意从我生命的宝座上走下来。
And give Him control of my life.
让主来掌权。
That's how he gets more of me.
这样神就得到更多的我。
And then second, I ask in faith.
然后我要凭信心祈求。
We ask him to fill us with his spirit, and we trust him to give us the power that we need to live for him.
我们祈求主以他的灵充满我们，我们相信他会赐给我们为他而活所需的力量。
This should happen over and over in our lives.
这应该在我们生活中一遍一遍的发生。
Every morning on Sunday morning before I would get up to preach, I would pray.
每个星期天早上我起床布道之前我都会祷告。
I would re-surrender my life to Christ.
我会重新臣服于基督。
And ask him again to fill me with his spirit.
求他再次用他的灵充满我。
I need his power, his words, His enabling to speak God's word that he's given me.
我需要主的能力，主的话语，来说出神给我的话。
Many times during the week, I'll ask him to fill me with his spirit again.
在一周中，我会很多次的请求他再次用他的灵充满我。
You need to do this too.
你也需要这样做。
You need to be filled with the Spirit every day.
你也需要每天被圣灵充满。
If you're going to live faithfully for Christ.
如果你想要用信心为主而活。
If you are going to overcome your fears.
如果你想要克服你的恐惧。
If you're going to be His witness.
如果你想要为他做见证。
If you want to represent Him well.You need His Spirit to live through you.
如果你想很好的代表基督，你就要每天被他的圣灵充满。
You and I need to surrender our life to Christ every day and ask Him to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
你我每天都需要向基督投降，并且祈求他每天用圣灵充满我们。
At the end of Acts chapter 4, we see an example of this.In the prayer that the disciples prayed.
我们在第四章的结尾看到一个例子，就是门徒的祷告。
In the midst of the threats against them and the persecution that they were facing, this is what they prayed.
当他们被迫害的时候，他们是这样祷告的。
You are sovereign, Lord.
他说，主啊，你是造天地和其中万物的。
You made everything and you rule over everything.
他说你造天地海和其中万物。
You spoke by the Holy Spirit through our father David about what would happen to your anointed one, Jesus.
你曾借着圣灵托你的仆人我们祖宗大卫的口告诉我们关于你的受膏者你的仆人耶稣的事情。
And all that has happened has been according to your will and power.
所有的一切事情都是成就于你的手和你的旨意所预定的。
So Lord, consider these threats against us.
主啊，现在我们遭受这些恐吓。
And enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
求主鉴察，叫你仆人放胆讲你的道。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together was shaken.
他们祷告完了以后，聚会的地方震动。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
That is what we need to pray.
那也是我们需要祷告的。
So let us pray.
所以我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus.Thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit to live within us.
主耶稣，感谢你赐给我们圣灵住在我们里面。
We surrender to you and ask you to fill us with your Spirit.
我们向你臣服，求你用你的圣灵充满我们。
Help us to see the people around us through your eyes.
帮助我们用你的眼光看待我们周围的人。
Spirit of God, we are open to what you want to say to us.
神的灵，我们要倾听你要说的话。
Show us what you are doing in the world around us and what part you want us to have.
让我们看到你在世上所做的事情，并且你希望我们做的事情。
Enable your servants to speak your word with boldness.
让你的仆人有能力放胆讲出你的话。
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
凭着你的圣灵的能力。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
My challenge to you is to pray.